Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode about TV Talkers, or of TV Talkers, live at 5:30 on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Tiago, along with
Farron
and Simon.
The unusual guy.
Sorry,
that's
okay. Maybe Adam's just shorter than I remember, but I had to lift up the microphone.
I think you moved the chair up.
That too.
Well, now you're a little taller than me now. Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, I don't want to sit down on the chair and it's just hard. You know, if it's got the shocks, you can sit on the chair and it's kind of spongy.
And then there's me on a bench. Okay.
You win. If you go to a restaurant and someone's got a choice between a bench and a chair.
Yeah, but you've got a swervy chair so you can like fidget.
That's true.
While you're talking.
Or swivel.
I can. Yeah. I can do both of those things.
When did Tiago stop saying your usual guy, Tiago? When did he stop saying that?
Oh, yeah. I think a while ago, actually.
I think you accidentally didn't say it one time, and then Simon still said the unusual guy, and it just stayed like that forever
and
after that.
And then I was more unusual because I threw it out there.
Yeah. Well, it works, you know.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
It should be the usual guy, Tiago, the unusual guy, Simon, and then the girl, Farron, because that's what I am.
Well, because it started out, I would always say, like, I'm your usual guy, Tiago, and then Simon would throw in, and your unusual guy, Simon, because I'd say usual guy. I'm like, oh, I'm not even paying attention to me saying that. So, yeah, that's where it all started.
Cute.
There you go, little TV Talkers history.
Little TV Talkers history and trivia to start off the show.
We've been around a while, so we're long enough to have our own history.
Yeah, for season four, and season five coming up next year, which is crazy. 4 months away.
Almost as long as Breaking Bad.
Wow.
Oh, nice segue, but we forgot one more little segment before we... That's okay. Before we get started, it's Today in TV History.
I think it's Today in TV History.
She's headbanging.
I got really into it.
That was great. So today is Monday, August 13th, 2018, and there are three bits of TV news today. On August 13th, 1928... WRNY in Coyotesville, New Jersey, became the first standard radio station to transmit a television image. On August 13th, 1997, here's one for me, Comedy Central aired the first episode of South Park.
When?
August 13th, 1997.
Oh, that was the year I was born.
Yeah, 21 years ago. Wow. Holy crow. And it's coming up on its 21st season.
I am just barely older than South Park.
Yeah.
Barely. That's crazy.
So wait, when's your birthday again? Wait, no, it's...
Hold on.
God.
May or June?
I was going to say...
May.
Oh, I was going to say April 30th.
No. It's May 22nd.
Don't!
Yeah, wouldn't have guessed that.
Oh, well. Anyways.
If my birthday is on a Monday, we probably won't have an episode of TV Talkers because it's Victoria Day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, interesting little trivia as well.
Farron trivia.
Farron trivia. And, And finally, on August 13th, 2002, VH1 began airing the five-part series 100 Greatest One-Hit Wonders, which is pretty interesting if you've ever seen that.
Can you re-go? I've got a couple of other things. Can you reread that first trivia again?
Yeah, sure.
Did you get that right? The first ever image?
First standard radio station to transmit a television image.
That's huge.
1928, yep.
Wow.
90 years ago. 90 years ago. Holy smokes.
That's crazy to think.
Yeah. It's insane. Yeah.
Do you ever like insult your parents by forgetting what technology was around? Like when it's before you. Like I kind of have an understanding of the 80s and the 90s, but like the 70s and the 60s and the 50s, it's just
my
like,
parents don't know much about
it's
that.
Just a
they
blur.
Were born in the 70s.
Yeah. It's, to me it's all just a blur. So it's like did you guys gather on the radio? What did you do? I really have no concept.
That's weird that Tiago's parents are younger than my parents.
My parents are probably the youngest here.
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. What was I going to say? No, I mean, whenever I watch 70s movies, like period pieces, period picks, I should say, I just watch that to absorb history. Like the movies like The Nice Guys and...
Well, you should also look at IMDb pages and see all of the like errors, the time frame errors will be like, they use this watch, which wasn't invented until three years after the movie was supposed to be based in.
Days of Confused is full of those errors, and that was not a good movie.
Hey, one of my all-time favorite movies ever. Is Sing Street is apparently full of those errors.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Days to Confuse.
No.
Dirty Dancing has a lot of those too. Like, there's like six songs that they play that actually came out after the year that the movie was supposed to take place.
But if you're that guy
take
who
likes
it, I don't know. Dirty Dancing.
Dancing with
I know. Patrick Swayze. But when was it set?
I almost just said Crazy Dave instead of Patrick Swayze.
Are you all right?
Crazy Davidson. Did you say Crazy Davidson?
No, Crazy Dave. Isn't Crazy Dave like the neighbor from Plants vs. Zombies?
Crazy Dave.
What a deep cut, Aaron. Yeah,
Crazy Dave
game over at you.
Is also a musical artist, apparently, too.
Oh,
Crazy
man.
Crazy Dave and his brother.
It's my day
Big
job.
Al.
It's my It's my day job rubbing off on my existence.
Plants vs. Zombies.
We were not playing Plants vs. Zombies.
Pants vs. Zombies?
Pants vs. Zombies.
Pants vs. Zombies.
Why would zombies need pants?
Coming to you, Christmas 2018.
Can you imagine if you got a zombie in like a really tight pair of like fresh jeans and like couldn't walk anywhere and they just fell over because they didn't understand?
That'd be pretty funny. Levi's.
We've gone off the rails, man.
Chingy Talkers has gone off the rails quite a few times. Yes. You guys remember that one episode? What was it, Farron, where it was you and me, you and I?
When we were talking about Orphan Black.
I started laughing.
Yes.
And you were
said,
like, you sat there. I can't remember what happened.
You said the wrong thing, and you thought it was so funny that you said the wrong thing that you couldn't stop laughing, and I was trying to like talk about something so that we didn't have just you laughing on air, but I didn't know what to say. Oh,
jar full of fun.
Good times.
Crazy times. Good times.
You know what, actually, as a last thought, whenever I'm in Disney World, shout out to Disney World, and I'm on,
I'm on
like the Spaceship Earth ride in Epcot, and if anyone's been on there, it goes by like this little scene of kids watching the moon landing on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like my parents were at the age of the kids depicted in that little blip there. So that like blows me away because that's set as if like this is like way far in the past, and it's like that was my mom.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of like things you don't even understand, like how far back it was, like whoa, holy smokes!
What year was that?
I think that was 1969.
We went to the moon in 1969.
Perfect.
That's from even Stevens.
I thought it was 69, but I wasn't totally sure.
Not 1970, but 1 year sooner.
Holy time travel, Batman.
You were prepared to talk about this, Farron.
Shout out to my sister Savannah, who we would always sing that song in the car until my dad would pull over to make us stop.
more trivia. More fair trivia.
And nice. We're a third of the way through the show. I'm talking about TV at all.
All right. Well, hey, I just found what Even Stevens.
True.
That was television.
Got it in.
And the moon landing was on television.
Speaking of television and crazy times.
Breaking Bad.
Speaking of things that aren't happy.
The first time I ever heard about Breaking Bad. Possibly the final piece of Farron trivia for today.
Well, the Farron trivia that segues into Breaking Bad.
Yes.
That's right.
The first time I heard about Breaking Bad, it was the first day of grade 9, and I had Mr. Hutzel for my English and...
Shout out to Hutzel.
I was going to say shout out to Mr. Hutzel, yeah.
Yeah, English and social studies. English and French, but we kept trying to get him to talk to us about like science and stuff because it would distract him from teaching us French. Wow. But because it was his first year teaching.
Our French teacher. But this
was his first year teaching, like his first full year teaching. And we were like trying to like get to know him. And he was like, ask me whatever questions you want. And we were like, what's your favorite TV show? And he said, Breaking Bad. And we were all like, what's that? He said, it's a TV show about a high school science teacher who cooks meth. And we were all like, oh. That's bad because you're a high school science teacher.
Yeah.
Trying to pin the new teacher, eh?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Now I think he actually is teaching because what he wanted to do was teach science, but he was stuck teaching English and French. But I'm pretty sure he actually teaches science now. Shout out to Mr. Hutzel if you're listening to
this. That's like the coolest thing that a teacher could aspire. Not like cooking math specifically, right? But that takes like a lowly little teacher at the beginning of the show, and he turns into like a master criminal mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for
by series end,
for Walt White at the beginning of
season
the show.
One?
Like, I feel like he's so like I wish I was a student in his class because then I could be like actually listen and be like, "You're so cool at teaching," because he was a really good teacher, but the kids just didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame.
It was a shame.
Now, Tiago, I'm kind of curious. Which do you prefer, Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sopranos.
I thought he was going to say that, too. Very good question, actually. I have to do a rewatch of Breaking Bad, and Farron and I were saying before the show, we should do maybe sometime before the year ends, because Breaking Bad is celebrating its 10th anniversary since it started, and also its 5th anniversary since it ended. So I'm thinking we could do like a 4-part episode series or 4-part miniseries where we talk about Breaking Bad, like
rewatch
themes.
Breaking Bad. I wouldn't mind doing that, actually.
Yeah. It would be
I was
a lot
like,
of fun.
I was like, we could do like one episode of themes.
But then you'd have to rewatch the rewatch, Farron.
I have zero problem with that. Maybe I'll cry less this time.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
But to answer your question, Simon, very good question.
Thank you so much, Tiago.
I enjoy both shows very much. Honestly, I'm probably going to be in the minority here, but I'd say Better Call Saul has the edge just because when I first started watching Breaking Bad, even before I watched Breaking Bad, I really liked the character of Saul Goodman, and I just love the exploration into his backstory and how everything has pushed him to become the person he is. And it's like, wow, there's so much here. And Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould have just done a tremendous job fleshing this story out, fleshing this character out, introducing us to his world, and seeing, and maybe even making us, or having us side with Jimmy, and what he's done, or what he's doing in order to become Saul Goodman. Like, it's just a crazy story, like him up against his brother and whatnot. But in comparison to Breaking Bad, it's really, Saul Goodman, not Jimmy McGill, because it's not, we don't even know his name.
Last name is McGill in Breaking Bad because he makes a comment about being Irish and pretending to be Jewish because the Jewish people like working with Jewish lawyers.
That's true. We don't even see him pop up until season 2, episode 8, if I'm not mistaken. And the episode is titled Better Call Saul. And the entrance is super hilarious. And as soon as I saw that, I saw that clip on YouTube. I fell in love with him. But Breaking Bad is a phenomenal...
I feel like you're probably the only one who fell in love with Jimmy based on that, like...
Seriously.
Like, you're talking about, like his, like...
He's like, okay,
Better
Junior,
Call Saul thing.
No, he's like, get a juice box. Where do you get these guys from? Kindergarten? Like that. When he walks in to help... what's the character's name? Brandon Mayhew.
Oh.
He's going to keep snappy until he got it.
Later. Yeah, I was, yeah.
Beaver. Oh. Beaver. That's not his nickname.
That was his nickname.
Badger.
Yeah. But Breaking Bad was really good in the sense that, like, it started off very tame and it got more intense as the show got on. And by series end, your mind is blown. You can't believe what has just unraveled in the last 3 episodes.
I don't remember what happens at the end. I'm very excited to get there again.
Walt goes to space.
Yeah, Walt goes to space. But I'm not going to spoil anything, but I really enjoyed...
Yeah. He went to the moon.
Dang it.
In 1969.
He went back.
It comes full circle, everybody.
Yeah.
But no, I really enjoyed Breaking Bad because it was just... it was groundbreaking at the time for its genre. Like, you see a high school teacher, turning into crime to support his family. And just what he has to go, the lengths he has to go, and the more evil he has to like face, and the eviler he becomes. Just the whole transformation from this mild-mannered gentleman to this conniving, twisted drug dealer.
It's kind of funny because
criminal warlord.
My little sister didn't want to watch. Shout out to Julia. Didn't want to watch Breaking Bad because Walter reminds her too much of our dad, which is kind of like a. It should be on TV Tucker's Bingo Fair and complains about. Characters being like her dad.
Larry David.
Yeah. With like the mannerisms and the way that he acts at
We're
the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm going to. I keep saying I'm going to, but I will.
No, we will. We will.
Because she's like, no, he reminds me too much of dad with like the way that he acts and stuff like that. But like as the show progresses, he becomes less and less like my dad because he becomes more and more confident in his like crime.
Mm. Wow. I have a weird relationship with Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with my dad.
No.
I was like, you've never met him.
I wasn't sure how to touch that, so I'm just not going to.
yeah, what are your thoughts on
I would relationship because it, what was it, like 2008?
2008 to 2013.
Yeah, so it was basically when, in the prime of our high school years.
That's right, yeah.
That Breaking Bad was out.
I remember that.
Sort of. But I kind of a weirdly, I'm not super into dramas usually, and that's the theme of the show, in case people forgot. I find them, like, I respect the hell out of Breaking Bad. But when I was watching it, I'm like, I was on the edge of my seat. Like, I just get too nervous and intense, and it's just like, it's the same reason I don't watch horror movies.
Right.
Like, I get the thrill that other people get from. I don't know if my adrenal glands just don't work properly, but I'm just, like, on pins and needles the entire time.
That's why Freaky Stories is your kind of
very lighthearted horror. So I watched Breaking Bad when I had got my wisdom teeth out, and I was basically confined to a chair because I couldn't move or eat or drink or whatever. So I'm like, this is a fine time to watch Breaking Bad because, like, my best friend is obsessed with it. I think it's his favorite show ever. So he basically said, you have to watch this. And so I finally watched. And again, like, tremendous respect for it. But if we weren't going to watch, like, rewatch it, I probably would never feel the need to watch it again. I'm like,
wow.
I survived that. And even some of my favorite games and movies, don't get me wrong. Like, Farron and I were talking last year when I first watched Schindler's List.
Yeah.
I adored that movie. Yes. I never want to watch it again. I never want to, like, go through that roller coaster of emotions. That's kind of how I feel about Breaking Bad. But absolutely ton of respect to what it was able to do.
See, with me, sorry, Farron, I was going to say quickly.
Yeah.
Once I watch something that's, like, very intense or very suspenseful, I watch it the first time. I go through the motions. The second time I see it, I'm like, okay, I don't like this, but I've already been through it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes easier for me. Although there are, I'll save it for when I talk about the Sopranos. There are some scenes in certain movies or shows that I get very uncomfortable with, and I know, like, I can make through it. I can go through it, but it's still not appeasing or appealing to me. You know?
See, it almost feels like a sports game to me, where, like, once I know how it's going to end, like, I've even tried to go back and watch some of my favorite episodes of Game of Thrones, and the enjoyment went from, like, solid 10s to, like, okay, this is still pretty good. But it's like, now that I know where this all goes, it's, for whatever reason, it's a little harder for me to follow. I will say with Breaking Bad, though, before we move on, it was the first show that I really felt like I was late to the party in internet culture.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, like, when we were in high school, I had a laptop now, and I was on Reddit, and I was on Imgur, and on, you know, Twitter and whatever. And when it ended, the memes, man. And I don't mean, like, the funniness, but I mean to be a part of the collective internet talking about something. I remember seeing the end of Breaking Bad and being like, oh man, I missed out. I want to be part of that. So that's why, like, if there's a new movie that's in the culture, like the Marvel Cinematic Universe or DCU, or like with Game of Thrones, got to watch it as soon as it comes out and then go on the computer.
Yeah, exactly.
To be part of it.
Beat the punch.
Exactly. But being a part of it is such a, it's like another level of enjoyment.
It really is.
Something that you already enjoy. I missed getting that with Breaking Bad. I really wish I had gotten that.
I hear you. I feel the same way because I was that, I'll let you finish, Farron. I was just going to say something quickly. I feel like I was in a hipster in high school. I was like, oh, everybody's like a Breaking Bad. I'll watch it later. And then when I finally watched it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, this is actually really good. I love it. Go ahead, Farron.
With me rewatching Breaking Bad, which I'm doing right now, which I don't know if I told the whole TV Tucker crew, if it was just Simon, but my goal going into rewatching Breaking Bad was to like Skyler because I hated her so much when I watched it the first time. I was like, okay, I'm going to try and like everybody this time. I'm going to try and pretend like I'm Walt. And because he loves these people, like he loves even Marie, like he loves his family so much. I was like, I'm going to try and love them like Walt loves them. And I definitely, like, by accident, ended up loving Hank so much.
I loved Hank right from the beginning.
From the first time I watched it, I was like, I hated him so much, and I didn't want him to succeed. And watching it this time, I'm like, come on, make it to the laundromat, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like character-wise, it's next level. Also, I've noticed quite a few Easter eggs in Better Call Saul rewatching Breaking Bad, which is pretty cool.
I actually kind of have a crush on Marie. Like, I think she's really pretty.
Wow, that's weird.
How's that weird?
Because I don't.
Well, I mean,
I don't think that's not weird. And therefore, you're strange. That's what Farron just said.
You're the strange one. Not me.
Marie is the only one that no matter how hard okay, well, now that, like, I'm at the part where, like, things are going on with, like, with Hank.
How far are you into this rewatch?
Season 4, episode 18.
Oh, wow. Holy smoke. 18. Whoa.
No, yeah. Wait, no.
Season 4, episode 18. That doesn't exist.
Give me a sec.
No, it doesn't exist.
I just checked on
There's only
13
episodes in season 4.
Episode 8? Then let me just, give me one second here.
She's,
13.
She actually found episodes that you didn't even know about.
Holy smoke.
Season 4, episode 13.
So you're basically almost on season 5.
3, it looks like an 8, just it's missing a bit of his lines.
Nice. 3 is the closest state, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look at it quickly.
It's okay. Quality radio here. It's I sent Farron a video that I watched online. Where,
oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Basically pointing out that Hank is sort of like the masterpiece of Breaking Bad is, well, Hank is one of them. So
a hero in an anti-hero world.
Exactly. So basically by making you spend, they take advantage of the fact that the character you spend the most time with is the one you're going to cheer for. And at the beginning, they, you know, you can see Walt's motives and you can see, like, Hank's overconfident and he makes fun of Walt and whatever. And so it's easier to cheer for Walt instead of Hank at the beginning. But then as it goes, Hank becomes a stronger and stronger moral character, especially after he gets crippled, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, and he becomes, it's really clear this is a legit good guy, and Walt just gets worse and worse and worse. But the show tricks you by making you spend so much time with Walt that you're still cheering for him. And then you can kind of examine yourself at the end of it and go, oh, man, he was not a good guy.
And Hank is so clearly a product of his environment, too, and, like, the society that he grows up in, which is really interesting as well.
Yeah, it's a good video.
I will watch it. I was just like, I'm in the middle of an episode, so I can't. And, like, that autoplay. Oh.
That's dangerous.
Especially for me.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. How did I get to season 4, episode 13? When, like, how long ago did I even start watching it again?
Yeah. We're gonna bring this up the next time Farid says she doesn't have enough time to watch a show. Oh, yeah, because you got through Breaking Bad. Like,
but this is the summer, so.
Day and a half. Tiago.
I'm so sorry, Tiago.
No, sorry. No, that's fine. That's fine. No problem at all.
So there is another show you want to talk about.
Yes.
I read an article that basically said that Breaking Bad was the best drama on TV when it was out. And before that, it was The Sopranos. Now, I think most people would agree that it's either
Game of Thrones
or Walking Dead. Yeah. Definitely Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Currently, Game of Thrones. But for a while there, Walking Dead was like...
Walking Dead was the champion. This season is going to be its last. Apparently, season 9 is going to be the final season of Walking Dead.
They should have stopped...
It's limping out like a zombie.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself, honestly. Yeah. It's been around for way
too long. Like the bicycle zombie.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. But
have the top half of a zombie that's by the bicycle that Rick rides away on. It's called the bicycle zombie. You can get a one of those pop vinyl guys of it.
Yeah, cool.
Yes.
It was one of those Funko Pops for everything.
Yeah.
I'd really like for a future episode for us to compare Breaking Bad and The Sopranos because there are a lot of comparisons. And I, unfortunately, if I say them now, it would go over your guys' heads.
We gotta get your Sopranos experts back.
That's yes, Anthony and Neil, we definitely should. For the Sopranos episode when we celebrate its 20th anniversary in January. Anyways, The Sopranos was a huge show back when it started in the late 90s, literally 1999 and all the way to 2007. It was... In a lot of ways, I've read that Vince Gilligan, creator of Breaking Bad, was inspired by The Sopranos. And also, too, Bryan Cranston went on to say that if there was no Tony Soprano, there would be no Walter White because they're kind of similar in the sense. Both care for their families very much. You know, Tony's in waste management, but of course he's one of the big bosses in the Jersey mob in the show. And so they live dual lives. There's a difference between Tony's wife and Walter's wife in the fact that Walter's wife does not approve of Walt's business, but that eventually says, okay, well, here's what we should do or whatnot. Whereas Tony's wife doesn't agree with it from the start, but she knows what he's into, but yet she just kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Turns a blind eye to it because she knows that Tony's able to provide for his family and whatnot. And in both ways, you kind of see there's a difference between because Tony, he's one of the leaders of the crew, whereas Walt is kind of on his own and then he starts to make his own crew. We see Tony and how he interacts with everybody in his crime family, his mob family. There are differences and similarities between the shows, but one thing I want to say about The Sopranos is that the way the show is written and the characters and the way they interact and the soundtrack and just the acting, the pacing, the editing, it's entirely cinematic, similar to Breaking Bad. And you can definitely see that because David Chase, the creator of Sopranos, really everything is calculated and all connected. And that's another similarity it has with Breaking Bad. And that's what I respect the heck out of these two shows. But I really like how you see the one thing that really makes Sopranos stand out is that Tony sees a psychiatrist. This is something we'd never seen before for a mob boss to see a psychiatrist to talk about his problems because he has depression, anxiety, and panic attacks. But the thing that we see is that there are flashbacks in various episodes that explain why Tony is like this because his father was a mob boss as well. And his uncle, who's still around, his father died in 1986. The show is set in the late 90s, of course, early 2000s, whenever the show's... it talks about current events. Like, right now I'm on season 4, and it aired in 2002, but it was set around September 2001, because they're talking about 9/11 right now, as I'm just watching. So the show also dealt with topics that were happening at its time. And the way they're able to incorporate that in the show and make it realistic in a sense is just, it's incredible, because you're like, okay, well, how's Tony going to get past this? You know, even though he is in charge of waste management, how is he going to be able to, you know, kind of keep the money flowing and not get caught by the FBI and whatnot? So there's the cat and mouse game there. But I think the cat and mouse game is a lot more intense in Breaking Bad, because nobody knows that Walt is Heisenberg.
Yeah.
And he has to keep this a secret. Whereas with Tony, the FBI already has suspicions and they're monitoring him constantly. So you kind of have the, you kind of get the sense that, like, okay, Tony knows that he's being watched, but like, not every, he's not being watched all the time, or they don't know everything. Like, they know certain aspects. Whereas with Walter White, it's completely clean slate. So there are certain aspects, and that's just one example of one thing I like that Breaking Bad does, and one thing I like that Sopranos does. I think they're, Breaking Bad's a very tightly knit cast, whereas with Sopranos, there are so many different aspects and so many different characters and how they all interact and like go up against each other. It's a lot more interesting to see the different characters like interacting and getting involved and whatnot. So there's not much else I can say about,
you know what I, before, sorry, before you move on though, before you know what I really respect about The Sopranos, even though I haven't actually seen it, to be honest. I think I said in a couple episodes, like when we last talked about it, just to kind of get the gist.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you guys have ever been around like a coffee shop at 2 a.m. and you're pitching like show ideas and movie ideas with your friends. Like, you know, it'd be cool if this. Yeah. Oh, no, we've already done that. The Sopranos came out after Three Godfathers and Goodfellas.
Right.
And so it would be very, yeah, and Casino. It would be very easy to say to them, and like when they're creating it in, you know, their late 90s before it came out, right? Do we need another mafia crime drama, you know, movie, TV show, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And clearly they felt that they had a story to tell, so it's just proof that if you know what you're doing, if you do it well,
mm-hmm.
no market is ever fully tapped out.
True.
You will never get tired of quality material.
Of course. No, and I agree. And they're also making a new movie based off The Sopranos, but it's a prequel to the show where it's going to be set during the 60s, and it's going to be focusing on Tony's father and Tony's father's brother, or Tony's uncle, Uncle Junior, called The Saints of Newark.
Hmm.
So that's going to be interesting.
I think I saw something for that.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, James Gandolfini passed away in 2013. So chances of them making a Sopranos movie, per se, wouldn't work.
Zero
chance, yeah. But interestingly enough, James Gandolfini actually owned some a cabin or like some property here in North Shore Lake in Manitoba.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I read up on that. I was just reading up on him, and then I saw that. I was like, oh, cool. Tony Soprano. Go. Hey, how you doing?
Well, he definitely said that to somebody at some point.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Someone out there has a great story about like meeting him on the, at the dock.
Or yes, whatever. We would love to have, if you have any James Gandolfini stories when you met him, or if you ran into him while he was here in Manitoba, we'd love to have you on the show and tell us that story. But speaking of stories, this story has an ending, and that's right now, because we're all out of time for today. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. But we will be back next week with another exciting episode. So be sure to tune in then. But for as of right now, we're signing out. And signing out for the TV Talkers this week, it is
Farron,
Simon,
and Tiago. Take care, everyone. We will see you soon.